Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
And I'm Spencer.
那今天呢，我们要说说买单。
The bill, getting the bill.
Getting the bill, 特别是这个中美不同的买单文化。
That's right, yeah. So sometimes the culture, there's a cultural difference between the East and the West when it comes to paying for the bill.
就是外国人不太买单，大家就各买各的，这是最大的 difference. 这里要特别提醒一下大家，关注我们的微信公众号开言英语，因为你除了看到每集节目的图文推送呢，我们接下来还会有直播课，直播 live show, 这个你都要关注了以后才能听到，才能看到。那我们四月份就会有第一场的直播课，可以让你更了解怎么能学英语，然后很多朋友说也希望听听我和 Spencer 我们自己的故事，所以大家就赶快关注我们的公众号吧，开放的开，语言的言，开言英语。首先说买单的英语。
The bill.
Or getting the bill.
Yeah, getting the bill.
比如你吃饭，然后你要结账买单，你跟服务员就可以说
Hey, can I get the check? Can I get the bill?
都可以，这是最常用的，对吧？ Can I get the check or can I get the bill?
That's right.
好 ,Spencer, 你有没有发现在中国你被人家请客的机会特别多？
No, that's true. Chinese people are always very, very insistent upon paying for the bill.
Insistent upon paying for the bill. If you insist on something, 就是你很坚持。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I insist. Come on, let me pay, please.
Must pay.
Yeah. No. You got it last time. Me. Right, yeah. No,
对，所以在饭店里面经常会出现这种 fighting for the bill, 抢着买单这种场景。这呢，也是我们今天节目升级版权英语的一个对话，就是一个中国人和一个外国人 fighting for the bill. And there's no way that this 外国人, this foreigner is gonna win. 我觉得特别
Probably because he doesn't really want to win.
这倒是，你们比较 cheap, 你们比较小气，都是铁公鸡。
Well, you know, if you insist, meh, okay.
我觉得很多外国人就是这样顺水推舟。If you insist, 但你们不知道，我们很多时候这个 insist 是我们一种客气。Who wants to pay for the bill all the time? But we're like, 我不假装 insist 是很没面子的 ，okay?
Or stop, you know, jaw drawing, you know.
对，其实这就是很多外国人到中国，他就觉得。哦、oh, 我真的不懂中国人他讲的他做的可能和他心里真正想的是有点不一样因为文化上面可能我们的很多体面的东西或者什么对你们来讲很难懂是吧
maybe a little bit.
好 anyway, 你如果是付费用户今天这个课非常精彩的对话两个人 no, I have to pay. 好刚说的我觉得我碰到过的和外国人出去买单的这个场景啊首先男和女的出去的话 If your boyfriend and girlfriend 我们之前节目也说过你说 initial dates 比较早期的出去约会啊什么的在美国也是基本上那个男的会付钱 or at least they'll take the initiative to pay right? 但后面大家就会特别已经开始恋爱以后啊甚至还没开始恋爱约会后面几次也常常就是 split the bill.
You know, they might do that later on. Or you pay one time, they pay the other time. I don't know, it depends.
Or I pay for the meal and you pay for drinks.
Yeah,
something like that. Right? 所以也会 AA 制。
AA. Yeah, that seems like only 中国人会说 AA. 我们不太会说 AA.
对，你们不是不太会说，是 you never say it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, actually, you know what? You're right. Yeah, I don't think people in the West say AA.
AA 在美国有另外一个含义，就是戒酒的一个组织叫 Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, yeah, 戒酒。
就是那个匿名的戒酒组织 Alcoholics
Anonymous. Yeah.
对。Yeah.Alcoholic 就是那个有酒瘾的人、Anonymous 就是匿名的
对对
他们去都不知道对方的名字啊什么的 对吧
对、
所以你跟美国人说 AA 他第一脑子想到的就是这个东西
Yeah actually yeah if you said it yeah that's probably would be the first thing we think about
然后 AA 这个起源我们也不太知道但刚刚 百度告诉我们、它这个是来自英语 algebraic average 的缩写。
OK
代数平均，
代数平均。
所以我觉得这个世界真的是理工男的世界嘞。 The root、The world is ruled by engineers.
But you know, I think it's pretty, it's kind of funny because, you know, I don't, 你的那个买单多么复杂呢？ Like, you really need algebra to save, to solve the math problem there. Like,
no, no, no. 但是 A, 虽然你们不说 what about gold Dutch? Do you guys actually say that?
I don't know. I feel like people, 这是有点过时了。I think, I don't know, people before would say that. I don't really know why people said going Dutch. I don't know.
荷兰人都喜欢这样。
I guess so, but so do... Anyway, no, we don't really say that too much. You just say, split the bill, or if you got two people, you might say go half and half.
Go half and half,
yeah.
也可以，是吧？
Yeah, yeah.
嗯，然后在美国的饭店，有一些他也可以，他会 offer 你说 do you want separate checks?
Oh, right, yeah, separate checks.
这个和 split the bill 还有一点不一样。
Yeah, basically it's, you know, 按照你吃什么他们就给你你自己的那种买单 you know, like,
对，就是看你点的什么。
Yeah.
所以最比如说一大桌子人朋友一起出去，最后买单的时候 if you ask for separate checks, then 每个人都会得到自己的那一份账单、
yeah.
so you just pay for what you ordered.
Yeah, 反正就是分开的。
你们真的是特别明算账。我们觉得 that's so cold, 很没有人情味。
yeah, I mean, I don't know. It has its advantages, and yeah, sometimes it can seem a bit cold. But
对，因为我真的是有跟那种外国人出去，就是大家一大桌子人，最后 separate checks,、
mm-hmm.
然后还有人说，哦，不好意思，那个饮料我没有点，
mm-hmm.
帮我拿掉。
Right.
是你点的、yeah. ，I'm not paying for that.
yeah, I'm not paying $250. You know. Yeah.
对，但是呢，也有很多美国的饭店，他会跟你写明 no separate checks.
Yeah, because they think it's a pain.
对他们来说，对饭店非常麻烦。
Like if you're like five people at a table and they all want separate checks, it's like a pain in the ass. Like it's
对，所以很多饭店他会告诉你 no separate checks.
Yeah, I mean, I worked as a server before, so I once worked at a place where we said, okay, if you want to separate, you want to separate your checks, you got to pay a dollar extra for each extra check that you have.
对，因为对你们也是 extra work, 而且他如果用 credit card
Yeah.
付的话还是 extra cost, right?
Yeah.
但说回那个和美国人出去啊，请客买单，我觉得在美国基本上请客的事情比较少，就至少比中国要少很多。那请客英文怎么说？
Just a treat.
A treat.
Yeah, it's a treat.
那我怎么说？今天这顿我请。
And you say, oh, you know, I'll treat you to this meal today. You know, I'll treat you to the meal today.
嗯，我们今天升级版还有好几个、
mm-hmm.
常用很好用的说法啊，所、mm-hmm. 以大家赶快去学一学。比如 ，It's on me.
Yeah. It's on me. Yeah,
it's
today's
on
me, meal is on me.
对吧？
Yeah.
嗯，因为在美国，你们比如朋友一起出去或者什么的，基本上大家都是 AA 嘛， split the bill.
It, you know, it kind of depends on the nature of the friendship and depends where you are and what, you know, it depends. But, yeah, a lot of times we split the bill. You know,
in general,
Yeah, it's、
right?
pretty common, yeah.
就是你们不会觉得比如说今天大家朋友一起出去 but I was the one who, like, called for this whole thing.、
Mm-hmm.
就是、mm-hmm. 这个局是我约的最后呢我不付钱你们不觉得我很 cheap 不会觉得我很小气吗
No, not necessarily. But, you know, there's certain situations where maybe yeah, if you get invited to something and then you expect them to pay, then you'll seem cheap.
有什么 situation 是 you get invited and you expect them to pay? 你觉得他们应该付
For example, if there's something that you wanted to talk to that particular person about and like you want their advice.
You're kind of asking a favor.
Yeah, you're like asking for help or you're asking for what they think and their opinion. So like if your intention is to have them come out so they can like tell you something, then you should probably treat them to dinner.
那最近还 exactly the same situation. 一个美国人也是朋友的朋友介绍，然后他说他就在上海想创业、然后说 ask me for some advice、他说一起吃午饭我说好、然后吃完以后 他让我付钱哎。
Oh, no, that's,
是吧
See, that's crazy. I would, no, that's crazy.
啊、oh, 所以虽然是你的美国同胞你也觉得他很 cheap,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
你也觉得他很小气。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's crazy. I would have definitely treated you to lunch there.
太谢谢你了 You're such a gentleman.
不用谢。
他是怎么跟我说的你知道吗
你怎么说呢
他跟我说 Oh, I know you guys always insist on paying in China, so I'm not going to fight with you.
我
听了以后当场就晕掉了
What a class act
而且是个男的
What a guy yeah,
对他我翻译一下他跟我说我知道你们中国人很大方很爱请客、所以我就不在这儿跟你争了
Oh my god
而且他还是 ask me for advice
哇塞真的、就是、
好拉黑朋友圈、直接拉黑 delete him from my WeChat contact
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, Jenny.
说一个人小气，可以说 someone is very cheap.
Yeah, yeah, he's really cheap. Miserly, that's a good one.
什么
Miserly.
怎么拼啊
M-I-S-E-R-L-Y.
Miserly.
Yeah, he's a miserly fellow. He's so cheap. He's very frugal.
Yeah. Frugal 是勤俭节约，但是他 depending on how you say it,也会 imply 这个人很小气
yeah, frugal, I mean, still at the end of the day, if you're frugal, yeah, you're probably going to come off as pretty cheap.
Cheap, yeah. So someone's cheap or he's a cheapskate.
Yeah, yeah.
Spencer, 那外国人比如过生日是谁请客
It's our friends, usually.
哦，这跟中国很不同。
Yeah, yeah. You make the person who's celebrating their birthday pay.
对因为是我的生日我做东 so I'm kind of the host
Yeah, no, we're the opposite 是真的是相反的
哎，对因为我觉得中国人好像有什么喜事比如说我生了孩子什么什么满月酒或者说 I got a promotion 或者什么任何的喜事我
升职了
对、
okay.
对就是、
yeah.
As long as it's a good event for you、and you're asking people to join and celebrate with you you're the one paying、
yeah.
because you're the one with the happiness so you should pay、我们是这样
Yeah, no, usually you should treat the person to their, to like a birthday dinner or something, I think.
So in America, birthday 基本上就比如你的生日你召集了一个 party, 去喝酒或者大家吃饭、一般买单的时候朋友就会 split the bill, 然后会说、Spencer, 你不用付钱对吧我们帮你付。That's common.
Yeah, yeah.
那如果是我刚刚说的什么I got a promotion, 什么的然后大家一起吃饭。
Well, all right, money bags. Looks like you're paying for dinner.
对这个我觉得是一样的因为你
yeah, yeah,
get a promotion, you probably get a bigger paycheck.
Yeah, exactly.
好那我们今天说了很多中美买单文化的区别啊。最后我觉得一个 fundamental difference, 最根本的差异就是在中国有时候我们买单我们很 generous, 很大方。因为我们觉得这个是反映了我们的人品。It reflects who we are, the kind, like, are we trustworthy? 我们是不是靠谱
Yeah, 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 of course.
我们是不是 generous? 是不是大方 There's a lot of, you know, positive connotations.
Yeah, I can understand that.
就买单会让你一个 it reflects well on you. 所以大家就要买单啊什么的。然后呢美国人我们不是说他们 cheap 或者什么但他们就是很 equal 对吧就大家谁不就 split the bill 各付各的、
yeah.
然后就 so you don't really attach a lot of cultural dimension to paying for the to paying right
yeah
就不会觉得
你可以这样说吧
不会过度的解读买单对你的 人品啊什么什么所以他们就很简单、
yeah.
很直接、所以有的时候你跟外国人出去呢就是大家 split the bill 什么是很正常的也不用就是 pretend to pay 不用假装买单、
yeah.
因为在中国真的我们很多时候要假装一下这客气
yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind ofI mean, I guess I've done that before. I think it's kind of silly.
对，但你如果跟一个外国人假装 ，chances are 都他们是感觉你是很真诚的，你很想付，所以他们就可能就说好吧，你付吧。然后最后你心里还很一堆气，说这个人很 cheap.
Yeah.
好，那我们今天又说了一个很有意思的中美文化的区别啊。
Mm-hmm.
你有没有碰到过类似的和外国人在买单上的一些尴尬呢？都希望大家在今天的留言里面跟我们分享。
Yeah, let us know, share with us, guys.
对，我们的公众号越来越精彩了，有推送，有留言，然后还有微信学习班，只要你是付费用户都可以免费参加这些班级，所以大家赶快到公众号来升级升级 ,upgrade your account, 因为一年才629块。Okay, hope you've enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you next time. 再见。